Whoa. All right. All right. There we are. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast here live on a Victory Monday. That's right. Victory Monday here for the Dallas Cowboys and, of course,
the Rutgers Scarlet McKnights.
The Rutgers Scarlet Knights are also 3-0 on the young season. I know, Gooch, you're excited because it's game day for you, so you had to get, you know, you had a chance to kind of sit around, do nothing other than watch your bets not hit and all your fantasy guys suck, and then now's the time. Now you can get good. Sturch, Gooch, and, of course, behind the glass, the premier producer of this podcast, and that is AJ Basco. And, of course, in studio today, it is Jimmy Palumbo Mondays, as he's going to get his podcast recorded in just a little bit, episode 28. And boy, if you don't use Darren Woodson, I'm going to be very upset.
Okay, Vegas right now, what are the odds that I'm going to use Darren Woodson as show number 28?
You know what, the odds are better that you will use Darren Woodson for your show than they are of you completing a 5K in under 30 minutes.
which got lost in translation.
I forgot about it. I got a lot of feedback on that, and there's nobody that has your back on this one, Jim.
No one has your back.
Not one single person has your back.
Okay, so this guy, we're going to...
And you only get 4 days to prepare.
Listen, we can barely go live stream here. I want to go live stream while I'm running the race.
It'll be a little choppy.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to give AJ... a GoPro, and he's going to run alongside you. He'll run this way, and you'll just keep running, and then we'll just have good, hard film the entire time.
I don't know. Why are we throwing AJ under the bus?
I can't run it. AJ's probably running better than
you
I can.
You have to run alongside of me with the GoPro.
On a bike.
I'll ride a bike. I'll be like the Mike Tyson punch out.
But you're saying I can't complete it?
I'm saying you can't complete it in 30 minutes or less. That means like an average of a 10-minute mile.
Okay, I'll be honest. I ran it twice. One was under, one was over. All within 30 seconds. So 29 and a half, 30. Fly the last 100 yards.
When was the last time you ran it?
It was a while back.
AJ?
About 10 years ago.
Yeah, like I'll film it, but I'm just going to learn how to skateboard and I'm going to do some amazing tricks.
You could be the new guy with that. Remember that song that was playing filming and he got really popular on TikTok?
Okay, we're not even going to do an actual race. We're just going to get in our cars, figure out how long 3.2 miles is, and then we're going to run that like in Mattawan.
Okay. I bike it in like 20 minutes.
See that?
I bike it in 5 miles in 20 minutes.
That's what I do. If I finish less than 30 minutes, I win the bet.
All right, so Dave, when you say bike it,
stationary bike,
do you mean like at the gym? That doesn't count.
How does it not count?
It's very different.
Very, very different to ride a bike than riding a stationary
bike. Pounding of your knees, come on.
Yeah, like going
There's no chicks to look at.
When was the last time
There's plenty of chicks to look at the gym.
At the gym, not when you're on a road.
Oh, yeah, no, it gets very lonely.
Unless you're Mattawan, you can get killed.
And then when you look uphill and you're like,
You adjust the resistance. Anyway, how about sports?
The first 2 minutes were about how fat I am. That's how I interpret that.
So we are back here at Chop Studios. Of course, we were here yesterday watching some Sunday football. I dipped out of there to go watch my beloved Cowboys steal one on the road, and we'll get into all the games today because it is a Victory Monday for me. As far as AJ is concerned, the one thing I will say, AJ, is that you had good seats, right, for the Jets game?
They were some beautiful fucking seats. Besides
Seats, terrible game. We'll get into the Jets and Jim, Zach Wilson.
Would you rather have 50-yard line seats and what happened yesterday or in the upper deck in the way up top, 1,000 miles away, and the Jets win by 20?
Of course, the latter. What the hell does being closer to the field have to do with anything? I'm a fan of the team. I want them to win.
The closer you are, you can maybe get your hand in.
I mean, it was cool seeing Damian Harris just absolutely bully the Jets defense.
I was
going
to say, how close were you on that side of the field?
I was very close to that. It was insane. I've never been that close. It was dope.
To me, it looked like Belichick in his classic mode of
pissed off. I'm not losing to this kid. You're out of your mind if you think I'm going
to
lose to this.
That's what it looked like to me, but I'm not counting out the Jets yet.
I picked them to not win the game, but at least cover the 6 at home, and I couldn't. But
I hate the Patriots, but you know what? Now that Brady's on the Bucs, I don't know, in my mind, I actually am rooting for Belichick.
I feel the same way.
It's crazy.
And Matt Jones is one of my favorite players because he's the anti-Tom Brady to me. He's the guy that's being brought in to show that Tom Brady wasn't...
You say anti-Tom Brady. I think he's just he's the next one. How the story is going. Look at the story. He's a flabby quarterback that came in out of nowhere.
I understood, but when I say the next, the replacing Tom Brady thing, I understand you're the next, but the anti to me means that He's there to, for Belichick to prove that it wasn't Tom Brady, it was Belichick. So if he could have a second flabby quarterback get it done and win multiple rings, then amazing. Clearly it's Bill
reason,
Belichick.
For some reason, I feel like Belichick's statue that'll be high above Canton someday took a little hit because Tom Brady went to the team with the best defense and the best offensive line, had a decent little season, and they won the Super Bowl.
I mean, Tom Brady threw five.
You saying a Super Bowl season is a decent little season is the same as me saying that Francisco Lindor was a decent little
Belichick,
player.
But you're forgetting that. But Belichick lost his Hall of Fame quarterback. You can't.
I'm not forgetting that.
It's on a plane.
And not only that, about 11 starters opted out for the COVID situation last year. So the Patriots really took a hit.
And outside of Steve Young, what franchise, I'm probably going to get abused for this, what franchise, really in the last, say, 30 years, loses their god, you know, an Aikman, Eli, a Peyton,
Packers,
and goes on to completely kick ass immediately right after?
Packers. The this Colts. One,
49ers, maybe?
The Colts went from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck. I know Andrew Luck was short-lived, but like they lost their guy and they got their guy.
Yeah, but they also, they didn't go, were they 13-3?
No, but I don't
they
know.
They didn't win shit with Andrew Luck
that's
either.
What I'm saying.
So it's like where you get a guy that comes in and wins a Super Bowl.
Steve Young, Montana.
Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl. Brett Favre was still in the league.
Right, but who did, when Favre was no longer a Packer, Aaron Rodgers started the next week.
Yeah,
the
and
next
he day or the next started week? Winning from there.
They went 6-10 the first season, but then
that's what he's asking for, like immediate.
It's very rare.
Very
and
rare.
That was a very people were up in arms. Who's this guy Rodgers? He saw. That's how people are. It's hard to replace a legend.
The Broncos absolutely. Went from Tim Tebow to Peyton Manning in his.
There season. You go. There you go. See, boom, a legend. He said legend. There's your legend. But I will say
as soon
this:
as I hear Tim Tebow, I'm like, what
you know what's crazy?
What are we talking about
the
church?
Dallas Cowboys after Aikman retired. In 99, it took them till Tony Romo in 2007 to find a quarterback that actually won some games. So it was bad sledding for a while.
When you lose your, like, almighty quarterback,
yeah,
people
absolutely.
Think, oh, wait, no, it could take a decade.
That's easy. Why this whole offseason was mind-boggling to me. It's because we're talking like Jordan Love is this guy.
No.
We have a Hall of Fame quarterback there. Brady's winning until he's mid-40s. Rodgers is only 38 now. I understand that's still old. But the way the NFL is set up now, quarterbacks don't get hit.
Right.
Yeah.
At all.
The longevity get longer.
There was definitely a guy in that Packer office who was like, I don't care. Outside of he becomes a serial murderer, we cannot let Rodgers go.
Of course.
Until he absolutely, like, he won't fly back here. Because no matter who we have underneath, probably is not going to be as good. So, like, what do we got to do? The only way to do it.
Imagine Jordan Love against the Saints last week. It would have been even worse.
I mean, it can't get any worse.
It could.
I mean, what, they won't score the 3 points? That's about as worse as it gets. But we won't talk about the Packers of week one. We will talk about the Packers in week two later on as we preview the Monday Night Football game. But we'll start. Let's wrap it around the league here. AJ, bring it up, man. What is the first game we're going to talk about? The Bears and the Bengals. Look, we saw some Justin Fields finally. You know, we saw some Justin Fields, and it's because of an Andy Dalton injury. I don't know if you saw that in slow motion, the Andy Dalton stuff. Like, you saw, like, something wiggle in his leg. Like,
yeah, it was a non-contact. Injury.
I know, and it was scary. You know what I'm saying? It was poor very
Andy.
Scary to see.
Guys can get hurt at any different time.
Right. But look, that's the Justin Fields show now until the foreseeable future. I will say this, you know, besides Andy Dalton not playing well, the Bears defense also showed up. I believe they had a pick six on Joey Burrow, and that's another one that just kind of scares me.
I look at this game, and this is two not very good football teams playing on Sunday.
Point blank, period. Joe Burrow throwing the three interceptions was a little more to do with him sucking than the Bears actually playing great. The Bears got three turnovers and one turned it into a defensive touchdown. They still only won by 3 points. The Bears didn't really impress. Justin Fields came in, and you see his athleticism.
Well, we were saying it yesterday when we were watching the game together, remember? But drop back to pass. How fast were his reads before he was like, I'm going to run this?
Yeah, he was. Just go. Look, one left, right,
go.
Less than a second, he took off.
His reads weren't there. It was like, let's see what Allen's doing. No? Well, my tight end? Maybe? I don't know. It was like, bink, bink, gone. Just like, you just run.
All the great running quarterback, even the not-so-great ones, like even early on, like Michael Vick, I remember that clearly. He did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the coaching's like, listen, you can run, but 16 games, the linebackers are
just not going to work.
No.
You're going to get nicked up. You won't be as fast week 9 as you are week 1. So you have to learn a bit. And that's why I thought Michael Vick, his biggest thing was not his accuracy, the fact that he could very casually throw a 60-yard pass.
Right, yeah. With the flick of the wrist.
So if you're a receiver, you go like, oh, okay. I'm going to run down because I'm running a 4.2. I'm going to run as fast as I can, and the guy's going to be like, well, he can't throw it this far.
Right.
Yes, he can.
Absolutely.
But the good quarterbacks put it all together and stop running it. And even Steve Young didn't run.
That's what you want to see now. The coaches aren't exactly what you said. They're not saying don't run. They're saying go through your reads first. Right. If there's nothing there, break the pocket. Still stay behind a line of scrimmage because you're taking away a lot of big plays.
And you got to also learn how to step out of bounds, know where the first throw. A lot of these rookies are trying to, you know, like I said, I think 40 years ago, the linebackers were more like Harry Carson guys, not as fast. They're heavy hitters, but you could elude. Now these linebackers, you know, guys like Micah Parsons, I can't believe I'm bringing them up. They're not the, I call him Micah. Because I don't know how to pronounce his name. I don't watch Cowboy games enough. But I did watch the game yesterday. But I'm saying he's fast and is going to drill you out of bounds. So, but I think both teams stink.
Who did
I think the Giants are better than the
who
Bears.
Who did I pick in this game?
Who picked the Bengals? Me? Oh, all right. Dropped one there. But wait, what was the spread?
It was a push.
Was it a push? Bears. I don't remember the spread.
Bears were -2.5.
Oh, okay.
Son of a bitch. All right. So
me and Gooch had a horrible rest of the day. So.
Yeah, that's probably my only win. So.
Yeah, well, yeah, bets are all sorts of fun. All right. So, well, listen, it remains to be seen about what we can do with Joe Burrow. He's got a lot of offensive weapons. We'll see if he can put it together. A little scary for a little while because Tyrod Taylor turned it up again as the Texans dropped to the Browns 31-21. The Browns do not cover the number, which is fun because why would they? But I will say this. The Texans are in trouble because now it's a situation where, yes, you're now 1-1, right? But the bigger decision is, are you going to just bite the bullet and let Deshaun Watson play football, or are you going to go Davis Mills, who is their third-string quarterback? Or now the rumors will start to kick up again if Tua is going to miss an extended period of time, you know, because the Dolphins and the Texans were linked for Watson to be shipped out of town because of all the crap that's going on, right? So now we're going to see where Watson's going to play, and if the Texans are going to nut up and just bring him on. Like, Jimmy, I'll ask you. Despite all the shit that's going on, well, I can't even say despite all the shit. There's a lot of shit going on with Deshaun Watson. If you're the Texans GM, are you letting him play until he's suspended? Because right now, this is an admission of guilt.
The GM's in a terrible position.
Right.
Because there's fans out there who say, you know what? These NFL players, a lot of them are criminals anyway. Put him out there. And then the other half is like, that GM's got to go home to his mother and his grandmother.
Right, right,
like,
yeah.
You know, so, you know what? This is the Vegas thing. If you play him and you're 8-1, you're a hero. If you play him and then they don't go 8-1, then you're a jerk because he played, he stinks, and you played.
Right. It's almost like Domingo Herman's pitching this year.
My point is this.
I think you got to trust your security.
If they were going to play him at any given point, it wasn't Tyrod Taylor that was keeping him on the bench. He's not playing this year for them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They have to ship him then.
I have friends that work for the Giants. These NFL teams have security, security, security. They have guys. They have friendly detectives. They have Jerry Jones picks up a phone call and says, hey, what's going on?
Right.
So they have information that's not in a court of law. You know, they have those things like he wasn't being illegal, but he was being a jerk off. They know all that.
So then
I say,
if he's not playing, that's basically saying like, yeah, he's toast.
And
like,
to the point of the Tua thing.
And how do you look at the guy on the other team? Some offensive lineman, some other guy. It's a bad.
Right. It's a nasty look.
Unless Tua thing is like potentially season ending or career ending.
And who do you think has Tua on his fantasy?
You. I don't think that
loser
trade making that move because of maybe a 6 to 8 week thing in a season is going to make you shift gears in your entire franchise and take on that risk. There also is the chance that you make the trade and then he does get suspended. So there's just too much to give up.
How long has the GM been there?
Which GM?
The Texans.
1 year.
Yeah, he's brand new. So he can't, like, this is the biggest decision he's ever had to make, and he's brand new.
I think he's got to not play him then.
He's not playing him. If he would, like I said, Tyrod Taylor is a journeyman at best. If Tyrod Taylor was starting over Deshaun Watson, then Davis Mills, is that his name?
Yeah.
Davis Mills is also going to be starting over Deshaun Watson because he's not even dressing. Is he even practicing?
And what's the contract?
Oh, he's lucrative as hell.
He's getting paid. That's why he's showing up.
That's why he's there.
He demanded a trade anyway.
They have to pay him.
Well, his whatever his guarantee is what he's going to get. So if he signed a $100 million contract and 80 of it was guaranteed, guess what? He's getting $80 million.
And then any team could sign
to do
him.
Nothing.
So they're not going to cut him because they're at least going to try and get compensated. Right they're, now
they
doing,
want compensation.
They're just hoping nobody asks this question and just it sits there.
But if
there.
It goes to the courts, then they have – no, he already got his money though.
That's it, yeah. I mean,
so he's only playing for the 30% of that contract.
Correct. So that's a sticky situation.
Well, you know what? I have a daughter. You have a
– Yeah, no,
how,
I know.
How can we sit here
– All right, and say like, well
– This is the asshole part of the show. Mm-hmm. How can you and I sit here
– No, I can't.
– about a team we could give a fuck about?
Right.
And say like, you got to play him. Meanwhile, he could be the biggest creep. I say you cut him, cut your losses, and move on.
Well, they're not going to cut him. That's not a good business decision.
Well, whatever you call it. Whatever they got to do.
Just trade him for a fifth or some shit. You know,
they're
going to
do.
They're going to do
exactly what they're doing right now. They're going to wait. Because right now his value is at an all-time low. If things clear up and he doesn't want to play for them, then they get value for him again because then it's like, oh, he didn't do anything.
I hate to say it.
Are there court dates announced?
No, nothing. Nothing's been nothing. There's nothing. I hate to say it
this way. It's not even a criminal case.
I haven't really followed the case 100%.
Not even a criminal case.
I know it was a lousy scenario. Not yet.
It's not a criminal case.
No grand jury yet. No.
Nothing. It's just a bunch of indictments. Not even indictments.
Civil cases.
I'll go back to my first statement. The Texans know what happened.
Yeah, correct.
And if they don't, well, shame on them.
Exactly.
Actually, you know what? The NFL and the Texans know what happened.
I'm mad at the NFL simply because, and this is a Cowboys bias in me, right? In 2017. Shocker. In 2017, Zeke Elliott was accused of doing something, right? And then it turns out that he didn't do anything. But the commissioner gave him 6 games anyway. Right? For like a bad, you know what? You gave the shield a bad look. So you get suspended. Watson hasn't been touched yet.
Yeah, but however, that's because of that. That's why they haven't suspended him.
Why? Because they're waiting for
like, well, we made a mistake with the Cowboys. We can't make a mistake twice.
Don't make it right.
I agree. But look, I'll tell you right now, and I hate to compare it to a certain similar situation, but this might be the Ray Rice thing. This might be a Colin Kaepernick thing where no team is ever going to take a chance on this guy because of his behaviors off the field. I'm not saying Kaepernick has a bad rep off the field. Whatever he did, I don't give a shit.
I'm a Rutgers guy. Is 30 women saying you're a creep,
right?
Or one bad night in a hotel room with your wife who you're still married to.
Correct.
And you can't play anymore.
Right.
That's so I think sticky. To me, Rice didn't play anymore, probably deservedly so.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy shouldn't play either.
Sticky
but
situation.
But then you go into that, what you do in your personal life, but there's got to be a criminal charge.
You're not allowed to rape people in your personal life.
Yeah, can't do that. Rule number one, don't do that.
I agree with that, but of course I agree with that. But where's the charge then?
Right.
It's been going on how long?
It's been going on for a long time, and there's nothing to be said about nothing.
What are you waiting for?
All right, so the Browns do get a win. I will say this. Baker Mayfield, juggernaut out there. He actually hurt himself a little bit, got shaken up, did it with nobody, you know, because Odell is a little piece of glass, and he doesn't want to play anymore. And then you have Jarvis Landry, who also goes out with an injury, and now you're throwing a guy like Peoples Jones, which is a real name, by the way. So, like, that's an alarming thing for the Browns, but they still get it done because – God damn, is those running backs good, bro.
I watched the red zone. I think this could be the year. I think the Browns are going to be, like, good this year. I think they look...
They won 11 games last year.
Yeah, so it's not like a this-year thing. No, it's like they're up on up.
It wasn't a one-off. I mean, obviously, not having Landry and Beckham is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. Like, why is Beckham not playing? What is his problem?
His knee. They're saying he's not ready.
But it's been going on for, like, a while now, right?
It's from last year.
What week did he get hurt?
It's towards the middle of the season.
So he's been out like now 10
a while, and again,
same injury. He didn't play during preseason either.
No,
right?
Nothing.
And he didn't have surgery.
Oh yeah, he did.
But I'll tell you what, in the off season, he was running routes and he looked
good.
Healthy.
So it's a matter of what it is. Maybe he's
I saw
not
him on TV enough doing commercials. You know me, like you could do a commercial, you could run.
I'm
he on the sidelines?
Yeah.
That's another argument me and my cousin always have.
If I'm
watching the game and you're a star and you're hurt, you should not be at the game. You should be at some spa.
Wholeheartedly agree. You know, it's funny you used to say that because somebody got on my case. I forget who it was. When Dak Prescott had the shoulder thing in the preseason, right? They're like, well, why didn't he make the trip to Pittsburgh for the Hall of Fame game? I said, because he's getting rehab and he's getting treated because he wants to be ready. Like, you don't just sit there and rah-rah your team because you're hurt. So you're hurt. Why be there?
It's silly. And that was for a preseason game?
Yeah, first one.
For a regular season game, if it's one of those injuries where like you have to rehab it all the time, you don't not be, why are you on the sidelines? Number one, you can get hit on the sidelines.
Sure.
Like, what are you doing there? Thing, yeah. And I think it's a bad look. The fans, like, to me, it's like you're going to ask a carpenter who's got a bad shoulder and bad fingers working on a job.
We only have 31 more games.
Sorry. Yeah, Browns win. They get a big win. They're 1-1 off their loss to Kansas City, so we'll see what they do.
Had a ton to say about that. My lord. let me sneak something in.
All right, yeah.
Genius t-shirt idea. If the Texans somehow do good, Mills Mafia. There you go.
Mills Mafia. I love it. Okay, cool. We're going to – we'll market it to the Houston crowd.
If we make one, maybe we'll sell one. Right? We might sell a t-shirt.
All I'm saying is if Davis Mills turns illegal.
I like it. Listen, AJ's got his mind on the business, and I like that. See, like, it's very inspiring.
All right, Bill, Rams and AJ are
keeping us on the narrow.
I know. Imagine that.
You were talking about.
So here we go. One of the better receivers now in the NFL, Cooper Kupp, it's time to start recognizing the fact that he's really good at football. And he gets the job done along with Matt Stafford, still playing great football. The Colts showed some fight towards the end, but ultimately the Rams are now 2-0, and the Colts fall to 0-2, correct? If I'm not mistaken. Yes. So they're 0-2 in a division where they don't have to. I mean, this isn't panic mode at all because the Titans will get into them. They won their first game, so they're only a half game out after 2 weeks. Not a big deal. But I will say this, once again, Carson Wentz, bad at football sometimes. What is with those shovel passes?
Well, he's hurt.
Well, I know. He hurt his ankle again. So, what else is new?
So Carson Wentz, I don't know if he's even going to be there next week because he looked – they weren't even giving him treatment on the sidelines. They pulled him from the game. They said it was for an injury. They just – I don't even think they still have
– it's an ankle.
Did they say what it was?
It was an ankle injury.
Yeah, it's an ankle injury.
So just a high ankle sprain, ankle
sprain. Some X-rays haven't come back.
If it's a high ankle sprain, he's out for multiple weeks.
But he didn't look like he was in pain.
I mean, he was marked as questionable to return the entire game. So it's like, okay, when are you coming back? How about now? You know, like,
when I hear high ankle sprain, it means he'll be available in 2024.
Right, exactly.
high ankle sprain means he died.
Basically, you could say that again.
It's specifically in Carson Wentz's case. Yeah, he's definitely.
Look, the Eagles are very upset right now because the only way they can cash in on that additional first round pick is if Carson Wentz plays a certain amount of downs or a certain amount of games for this team, and it's not looking like that's going to happen because the guy can't stay on the field, and that's a shame. Because look, and what about the fact that they had first and goal from the 2 yard line twice, and they don't use Jonathan Taylor? That's
They did three times in a row.
They just got stuffed. What I meant to say is
they didn't do what they needed to do. That's what I meant to say. Like, I mean, they didn't use him. He just didn't. He wasn't effective at the goal line. And I know from a fantasy standpoint, I'm sure like guys like AJ are ripping their hairs out because they got all of a sudden. When's the last time you heard the name Mac? Marlon Mack. When's the last time you heard his name? Right? Like,
years.
Right.
How many yards did Stafford throw for?
I could check that right now.
Yeah, Stafford in the air.
Because to me, it looks like I'm on a better team now.
This is the best he's ever looked.
If only somebody said that Matt Stafford will win the MVP of the show.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far. Tom Brady's got like 11 touchdown passes.
Yeah, AJ does have it on record that Matt Stafford will not win like a comeback player of the year. I said Stafford will win most improved player, and AJ went on a limb and said, you know what? No, he's winning MVP. And yeah, right now,
I think Stafford was already – people gave him respect, so – it wasn't like he was completely
shit. He's not most
improved.
He's just,
It is what it is.
He threw for 278 yesterday.
The Rams are 2-0, and they're a force to be reckoned with. I'm telling you right now, they are a force to be reckoned with. That between losing their starting running back and still kind of getting things done around there on the ground.
Darrell Henderson's hurt too now?
Well, yeah. I mean,
he left the game and didn't return.
We'll talk about that tomorrow in your waiver wire pickups for fantasy football because guys are getting hurt. The starting quarterback's getting hurt. Like, you better stock up on these backups now because guys are getting rocked. And that's.
With the next game we're going to discuss, I certainly need help because I had Tua, who was a nice 1-for-4 for 13 yards. And I didn't realize it. So I'm looking at the fantasy app and I'm like, why does he have 0.53 points?
Yeah, no, Tua.
I didn't look underneath that he hadn't thrown a.
The Dolphins came in here with a little swag, right? They're flying high to beat the New England Patriots in New England last week, and then they go in here and then they just lay a complete absolute goose egg.
It's a wash because when you lose your starting quarterback in the game,
they just couldn't get it done. They couldn't move the ball.
I think it's an emotional and they finally had invested in this guy. Looked like he was going to be okay, And he gets hurt.
Who came in? Jacoby.
Jacoby, yeah.
Jacoby Brissett. But this is really just history repeating itself. Even going back to last season with the Dolphins and the Bills have wiped their ass with the Dolphins every single time they play. Even Week 17, where the Dolphins needed a crucial win to get into playoffs, all they had to do was win, and they're in, and they lose to.
They did have a win in that scenario, right? Last year, the Dolphins.
They had to win, and they lost to an all second string Bills team.
Yeah, because they were resting their
start. 20 plus points.
Yeah, they just got their number. I mean, sometimes in the NFL, you just have their number, and that's what happened.
I was rooting for for no reason. I was rooting for the Dolphins. I feel like you complain about the Cowboys haven't done much in 20 mm-hmm. years. The Dolphins have been bad. I don't even recall they made the playoffs a couple times, but like
yeah, Shula,
last times,
Shula in Miami.
Time that, like,
Miami hasn't
like,
won in the playoffs good. In a
like
long 13
and
time.
3. Last
time? I'm going to drop a name on you for
was
the
Marino
last
time. The quarterback?
Well, the last time they won a playoff game, I'm going to drop some knowledge here. Ready? Jay Feeler.
Yeah.
That might be the last time the Dolphins won a playoff game. That's a long time ago. 99, 2000?
Yeah, I feel
think it was
Dolphins
with like Lamar
there's so
Smith
many Dolphins
Lamar.
Fans out there. You go to a sports bar, there's that Dolphin.
Bobby Fitz, our resident Dolphin fan. My mother. Yeah, my mother's a Dolphin fan. She texted me last night. She's like, Davey, what's the problem here? I was like, I can't tell you. I don't know.
So I root for them, and then their quarterback gets hurt. And then, 35-0. That's just.
That's brutal. Brutal. So the Bills right the ship. Josh Allen looked a lot good. A lot better than week one. I will say this. Is it time to really take Devin Singletary a little bit more serious as a one fantasy running back, but two, just as your RB1? Like, does this guy have the capabilities of doing that going forward?
He does, but really, Zach Moss also had a fucking crazy touchdown run.
They got a nice little 1-2 punch
maybe
there.
Maybe the Buffalo backs.
And he was a healthy scratch.
They were overlooked. Was he a healthy scratch?
Yeah.
Or was he just banged up?
No, I think I don't know. AJ, you remember if he was
out? I was pretty sure he was a healthy scratch.
Yeah, man. It was weird.
Well,
it's
he had a nice run.
You got to choose 53, yesterday. Right? Or 53, man. Yeah, 53 guys got to suit up. And like for you to tell the world that your RB2 is not one of them, it just makes no sense to me. But the Bills get a win, and they're flying high after their week
on
one
the
thing. Now onto the game that AJ, a Chop Sports correspondent, was in the house at MetLife, Jet Life Stadium, where the Jets were getting 6 at home, and they just couldn't do anything. And it makes me wonder.
AJ, did you win the tailgate at least?
Yeah, I got a nice buzz on.
Okay. Well, then that's a victory right there.
You can't
in itself.
Lose a tailgate.
Right? Can't lose at tailgating. But I will say this. Now, I beg the question to AJ. I'll give it to AJ because he's the Jets fan. Is this look like it's a every rookie quarterback needs this kind of game where he just kind of shits the bed? Or is this Zach Wilson, what we're going to get out of Zach Wilson going forward? Are you worried?
We're only 2 in, so it's tough. I mean, I knew against the Patriots defense, this was going to be a rough game. I had it in the cards already. Zach Wilson, 3 right. interceptions. But, I mean, they were really bad. It wasn't like it was, chance or anything, interceptions. They were right to the defender. So,
right.
I mean, it was really bad. From the start, he was down, so that kind of mojo, to take it from the GOAT, Mike McCarthy.
mojo moment.
That carrying on throughout the game, I mean, it's just tough to get your head back in it when your first two throws are interceptions. It's
right.
hard. The one thing I will say, Jets rushing attack for not really having a decent starting back looked pretty good yesterday, and the defense fights their ass off. But Patriots, simply put, they outcoached us, they outplayed us. It was terrible.
I call games like this the snake and the mouse game, where Patriots were the snake, there's a little mouse running around, all of a sudden the snake decides, all right, and then then it's like this slow, the mouse
methodical.
Doesn't die. It's just like oh, the mouse has no chance.
And then, after all that time, the mouse has no chance.
No Ricky Ticky Tavi going
right.
on. Anybody gets that reference, I'll send you a dollar.
Right.
But it's like, and Belichick on the sidelines, and it even, I don't know enough about schemes in football,
mm-hmm.
but didn't it look like Belichick was like, oh, rookie quarterbacks, what we'll do is we're going to disguise the free safety as a this and that. And like,
rookie quarterbacks don't do well against Bill Belichick coach teams.
I will say this story about
it. It's been a bad matchup.
As a member of Dallas Cowboys media, I will say this. As a member of the media.
It's the best.
It is the best. I will say this, though. The New York media, shame on them. Because after the game,
the media has been great. What are you talking about?
No. The media has been bad. And this is even worse because I felt bad for the kid. Zach Wilson just played a stinker of a football game. And of course, when you face the media, you're going to get the questions like, what were you looking at there? What were you looking at there? Why did you throw this ball? You know what they said to him? They asked Zach Wilson, were you seeing ghosts? Like, are you kidding me?
That's stupid.
Well, that's the Sam Darnold.
No
quote.
Shit, but
that's
like, why even do that? Like, that reporter should take, you should rip his credentials off his neck and say, don't come back here. You're a jerk off for saying that. Like, the kid's got to build confidence. And of course, he's going to say, like, I got to be better. I got to do this.
But that's a jerk off. I think the Jet fan saw ghosts.
The media is definitely not there to build the confidence. Yeah, I don't agree with it at all. I think it's shitty, but we're talking about it. So
it was probably like Rich Cimini or something.
You know what? The other angle of it, there's a lot of fans out there that are like, you know, Alabama, look how good you are. You know, yeah. All those different schools you come from. And, oh, you. Sometimes fans are weird. Like, you could be so great at the previous level, and you get fans like, all right, show me now.
Yeah.
And it's almost better to sneak in like a Brady. Mm-hmm. You come in, and by 8 weeks later, you don't realize how good you are.
Yeah.
Or good he is. But... yeah, that you know what?
You know what happens with quarterbacks that are drafted? That are drafted in the top three? They're usually playing for shitty teams. Right. So that's 100%
agreed.
Here.
And look, I don't know why. I think AJ made a point in pre-show when we were talking about the game when I first got here. I was like, who are they throwing it to? Like, Corey Davis was wide receiver one, double coverage all game. And he said Denzel Mims was a healthy scratch. Like, what's happening here? Jameson Crowder still out. Like, why? What are they? They're not doing this kid any favors.
Crowder was hurt, so I get that. The Mims thing I don't really know about. That I have no answer for.
But I'm saying, like,
Elijah Moore, where was he?
Right.
He had 8 targets. What do you mean?
Oh, all right. But where was he? Because I didn't see any fantasy points out of them targets.
Coaching staff.
There wasn't no fantasy anything out of the Jets
coaching
offense.
Coaching staff on the Jets. This is where, like, you know, and they're a new staff. So they have to now, like, that first, you have to say, guys, all right, we should.
It's not. It's not moral
let's
victory.
Let's not blow it. Let's not. You know. Let's not lose.
Moral victory, David.
It's not moral victory Monday here, as it was last week or last Friday. But I will say the defense, the Jets defense, they kept playing. They kept playing, and I think they're gonna all gas, no breaks for Salah. I really do. I'm a fan of Salah, and I think this kid's gonna, you know, this coach is gonna be all right. So. We move on to the Eagles, who lost 17-11 to the 49ers yesterday. I know this is one of your bets that you thought you were going to nail, Gooch.
This was a sure thing.
Well, this is why you have to listen to me when I tell you.
Stop.
No. Listen to me when I tell you that the Falcons are bad at football, all right, and their defense was shit.
Bro, that's obvious.
The Eagles came out playing well. They got another shitty injury. Brandon Graham, done for the year. Ruptured Achilles, right? And the 49ers didn't play great. It wasn't like the 49ers came out and played great. The Eagles were doing really well in the first half. I'm surprised how bad their offense played. The receivers didn't do shit.
80 yards passing by
Jalen
boy
Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
All his chunk plays on two plays. All his yards on two plays. So I was a little disappointed by that Eagles performance.
From what I saw on the TV, you know, the red zone and other things, and what I read about, I also don't think, again, NFC East people over here, I don't think the Eagles are going to be this 0-17.
No, that's what I said. They're like... They fought hard.
The Eagles are not going to be as bad as I think we thought.
Well, it'll be a test next week because they're going to Dallas, and we'll see what happens. And Monday night, prime time, that'll be a fun game to watch. Not for me. I mean, I'll be there in the crowd, but it won't be any fun. Like, I don't have any fun during these games at all. No. The joy is sucked right from you. So 49ers get a win, though. That's much needed. You know, their defense showed up, and they stopped Jalen Hurts in that offense. And it's unfortunate. The Eagles did lose Graham for the year, a torn Achilles. That does blow for them. It's a big blow because he's an older player, but he's a big voice in that locker room.
And he's really good
at football. Still good at football. Like, yeah, so it's not – that's a big loss for the Philadelphia Eagles. But shout out to my boy Pat Kenny, who is a Colonia guy, and the Eagles stink. So you can take that one to the bank, Pat Kenny. So what else we got?
Okay, so who's next on the docket?
It's probably my favorite game to talk about.
The Raiders and the Steelers, a fucking great game.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. So are the Raiders for real at 2-0? Derek Carr showed out.
Derek Carr is for real.
Derek Carr can sling it.
Don't want
to
hear
it. And Derek Carr, shout out to Derek Carr, who obviously he's either in a fight with his barber or he hasn't got a haircut, but he looks like Tommy D all of a sudden. Jet black, fro-looking hair. Don't understand that look he's going for, along with his eyeshadow that he wears every week.
You know what he's going for? He's going for football.
He's wins.
That's all he cares about.
He wants wins.
I need a haircut, but I have this fucking meeting that I'm going to go to instead. I need a haircut, but I'm going to go to the practice field and throw at 6 a.m. That's what he's talking about doing, and you could see the work is paying off. Derek Carr, talk about possibly most improved player. As of right now, it's Derek Carr.
2 weeks in a row,
NFL
in
passing against two. Let's go like this. Ready? Going into the season, we got the Raiders going to play Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
You had them 0-2.
0-2.
0-2.
They're
2-0 right.
With two big wins. Right. And they're getting it from different spots. You say they took Waller out yesterday. And my man, what's his name? Ruggs stepped
Henry
up.
Ruggs pops
Henry
out.
Ruggs stepped up.
As a jerk-off fan in the same comment as the Dolphin thing, The Steelers, I feel like, again, they never suck. So I'm watching a game yesterday. I'm like, you know, enough with the Steelers. And I think the NFL, and for sports radio, I'm a little older than you guys, but, like, I want the Raiders to be good again. Their fans are
me
funny.
Too. Me too.
They're in Vegas now. It's like the Raiders have again, another. They've been shitty for a while. Here and there, they do okay. But most of them, they've been lousy. And it's good for the NFL. If there's, you know what I mean?
You got
the
Steelers have run their
that atmosphere
now. A John Gruden coached Raider right. team.
Oh, by the way, did you hear his hot mic?
Is, oh, Gruden wasn't playing games.
His hot mic was the greatest 5 minutes of television. Let's, like, they didn't know. It was close.
Let's talk about. I want to say something. Like, oh, I want to say something about the other quarterback, though, Big Ben. Now, when I look at Big Ben, it looks like Big Ben. They can't do a single thing if there's any urgency whatsoever with Big Ben. Whoever their backup is, I know they'll never do this. You said yesterday about. They remind me of, like, the Drew Brees, how he's holding that team back. Big Ben's holding that Steeler team back.
And how about the fact that Deontay Johnson gets hurt on that last play?
Disgusting.
That's just a play. They're down. It's over. They can't win. And now he gets hurt.
If Big Ben was on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, would he be holding them back? I don't think so.
Yes. You want to know why?
Big Ben,
every time he gets up, every time he runs a play, he comes back, he looks winded to me. He just looks like he's laboring way too much. No, but it's here's the thing.
Well, they won the week one.
Even when they're having success, Big Ben just looks like
he's been there a long time. You do run a same thing. I thought, remember I made a prediction that, like, Brady and Rodgers were going to, it's just too long. It's got to end. It looks like that way for Big Ben.
Last year, towards the end of the season, Big Ben was holding that team back. He was so banged up.
Who's their backup, though?
Mason Rudolph.
Duck Hodges, is he gone?
He's gone.
They're not putting him.
No. Listen, they're going to ride this out.
I know they're not going to do it. No. I'm just saying that.
And he said that. He's like, they're not going to do it,
when you
but they should.
When you see they need it, they got a minute and 30.
Cut to week eight.
They got a minute and 30.
First of all, Tomlin coached. Was Tomlin on the, like, chief staff in Super Bowl III? Don't you feel like
when you got a third and eight, or forget third and eight, when you have a minute and 30 to go and you got one timeout and you have Big Ben quarterback, I don't think that he could go a minute and 30 straight.
Well, we said it yesterday watching the game. We're sitting there. I'm like,
he used to be that guy.
If his first read isn't there and he has to hold on to it for that extra second. That whole line is collapsing around him.
And that's another thing. It's not like Pittsburgh's offensive line is good. They're actually really bad. I know that the Raiders' defensive line is playing a lot better, and they're actually a strength of that team.
Absolutely.
Going into the season, I wasn't giving them the credit, but then looking at the acquisitions, they're playing well, at least for now. They made them look like they were all pro. You know, the Steelers' offensive line is just not going to get it done. Najee Harris, another bad start.
Yeah.
He had a 25-yard reception.
He had a reception touchdown, but I'm talking about, you want to see the Steelers run the football. They can't do it.
And that's their bread and butter. That's how they've been made.
They thought getting Najee Harris would replace the James Conner. James Conner had no lanes. He's running hard for Arizona right now.
Yeah, well, I will say this, it's going to be tough sledding going forward, but shout out to that Raiders team, that Raiders offense, the Raiders defense, everything there is to do with the Raiders right now, they're playing well and they're flying high.
Shout out to Joey D and Tommy D.
And my boy Mark. We got a bunch of Raiders fans who are very excited.
My boy John Matty from Columbia.
Oh, yeah, John Matty. He's my football coach my whole life.
Yeah, big Raider fan.
Moving on to what I said was going to be a fall from grace from the Saints, and it was. Jameis Winston was not Jameis Winston. Actually, I saw a bunch of memes yesterday. Very funny stuff. Him, like, in a slow transformation back into a Bucs jersey, because that's what he looked like. He looked like old Jameis, and the Panthers are for real. I said that they were going to be a playoff team, and I think they could be. With a 2-0 start, that's always good for the statistics and the analytics and all that stuff, and a good likelihood that they'll be in the wild card hunt at the end, or maybe even, I mean, they're not going to run with Tampa, I don't think. But I will say that they're playing complimentary football. Sam Darnold, and I said this yesterday when we were here watching the games, Gooch, this kid might be a quarterback now. He might be having a good coach under a good system and with a great running back. I mean, Christian McCaffrey, my God, bro. He is so good at the sport of football. Whether he's catching the ball, running the ball, and gets hit,
I think he's going to be hurt.
But I can't help it.
He burrows through when he pounds it. Gets up. I don't know what player it used to be way back. Maybe OJ or Eric Dickerson, one of the older running backs that every time they got hit, they took a while to get up. Like McCaffrey, he just lays there. I'm like, is he good?
I mean, he's a smaller dude.
The tennis players used to lull them to sleep a little bit, act injured in between, walk back to the line. And like, oh my God.
But meanwhile, they're just catching their breath. They get shot out of a cannon.
I used to hate, there's been plenty of guys, but some guys, they take their time. Catch their breath, gather themselves. Mm-hmm. He's certainly, you summed it up. He's just a great football player.
He's really good. And you don't want him
to get hurt. Here's a guy I could care less about the Panthers or the Saints. But when you watch a game, I hate when a guy gets hurt on a team that I don't care about. But you like to watch him play, and it's like, you know, it's like, oh my God, what, I don't want this guy to get hurt. I want to watch this guy play.
He's like a feel good story.
There's certain players, like when you watch them, you want them to get hurt.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
Like karma, karma, karma. You guys are so bad. Anyway, so the Panthers get a win. They're 2-0. The Saints now 1-1. Coming off, it's just a weird hot and cold Jekyll Hyde thing where they just romped the Packers out of town last week, and all of a sudden they just put up a stinker, and the Saints are nowhere. Kamara, I think he had like 5 yards.
It kind of
like
reminds me of the NFL.
What was the spread on that?
Was 3.5 Saints.
Saints were favored on the road. So,
well, did that look like such a Vegas sucker bet?
No, it absolutely was. It absolutely was.
A lot of people lost. Very uncomfortable conversation between husband and wives. You bet what? It was a sure thing.
I swear to God,
what
Vegas
told me. You got
Broncos, Jags.
Bring it up, Broncos, Jaguars. Another game that Teddy Two Gloves gets the win, or Teddy H2O, whatever the hell you want to call them. Jaguars, there's been flashes of like, okay, this Trevor Lawrence is going to be all right, but then you look at that stat line, it's like, ugh. You know, the Jaguars are in for a long year. And I said they win 5-6 games, and I think they still can. Urban Meyer is obviously not everybody's favorite coach, but he can win games. And I think that he made a statement last night after the game to kind of like, bear with us, everybody. Bear with us. We're working on it. You know what I mean? And that goes a long way for me. I don't know why. Maybe it's just a personal thing where he's like, look, I know you're looking at this roster saying, how the hell, like Major League, like who are these fucking guys? You know what I mean? Like they don't have a clue, right? Bear with them. I think they get better as they go, but the Broncos might be a little bit. I mean, the Broncos are 2-0 all of a sudden.
The Broncos crushed the Giants week one.
Right.
And everybody's mocking at how bad the Giants were. But I was like, I think the Broncos are going to be pretty good. And again, how many yards did Bridgewater throw for?
He was second, I think, at a passing leaders.
That's what I'm saying. So he's airing it out. I know Cortland Sutton had himself.
We'll put
a
it
game.
This way. I do know that if you looked at my week two waiver wire pickups, Darnold was at the top and Derek Carr was at the top and Bridgewater was at the top.
Now, who do I pick up this week now that my Tua?
Well, you missed the boat because now these guys are probably on teams.
Nah, I think you can still pick up
a small league. There's quarterbacks available.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, no,
here's the thing. Tua is his only starter. He we'll talk.
Jimmy, were you like, no, how much whiskey deep were you?
I went by the auto roll thing.
Oh, God. You are what?
I tried. I was trying to do it. It went too fast. I didn't know what I was looking at. I have some great wide receivers, though.
Hey, how about it? Guys, it is almost time for the best time of the year, and that's tailgate season. And when you think about tailgates, you're thinking about beers and you're thinking about food. And when you're thinking about food, you're thinking about hot sauce. I'm talking about Silk City Hot Sauce. It's a mom and pop business from Vermont that produces hot sauce with locally grown peppers. There's several blends and flavors. Here's just a few. You got Slurp, which is fresh peaches, honey, Vermont apple cider, habanero and cherry pepper blend with a hint of smoked jalapeno. We got the Badass Jew, which is four pepper blend jalapeno, cherry pepper, serrano, and habaneros with tomato, roasted red peppers, roasted garlic, and Mexican seasoning. Good Morning Jonestown, which is a smoked habanero and smoked serrano with carrots, roasted peppers, garlic, onions, and a splash of white vinegar. Killer Hot is their second hottest, three pepper blend featuring fatale, habanero, and ghost with roasted red peppers, garlic, and honey. Ghost Whisper is a pile of ghost and habanero with roasted peppers, garlic, onion, and red vinegar. It's a very powerful sauce with a deep and delicious flavor. And you guys got to check out the artwork on these bottles. Silk City uses professional comic book artists to create the coolest looking hot sauce in the biz. They offer great deals when you purchase the 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 mix and match packs. Go to silkcityhotsauce.com and use the coupon code CHOP. You're going to receive 20% off your order. You're going to receive a free bottle, and you're going to get some stickers along with that. That's silkcityhotsauce.com. All right, so Teddy, two gloves, 2-0, Broncos 2-0. What's
Jaguars
next?
Are going to go 0-6 into the bye, by the way. Just need to put that out there.
All right, it's in the universe now. Way to go, AJ. Way to put the Mata Hari on him, as my stepmom would say.
Urban Meyer still sucks, by the way. I don't. What's he supposed to say after getting drubbed again?
Yeah, like, but oh, yeah, it's a different feel. I don't know. It could be wrong.
Urban Meyer doesn't know how to lose because he just goes into programs where they're tailor-made to win, and they're... Urban Meyer's the devil.
If they lose for 2 years, he'll just leave.
Yeah.
He leaves everywhere.
He's going to take the USC job.
No, he's not going to take that job.
Do you hear about Bieniemy might take that shit?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I know, but I'm just saying, like, and now it's a real thing, and maybe he leaves. But all right, so the best game of the day, I want to say, for, as far as action is concerned, the Cardinals are now 2-0. They take out the Vikings 34-33. This game was exciting from start to finish. Unfortunately, I couldn't really pay too much attention to it because it was during the Cowboy game, but I did see.
You paid no attention.
Well, no, it wasn't during the Cowboy. I'm sorry. It was one o'clock start?
Now did you hear the radio?
The end of the game. Well, this was.
Did you hear the radio call?
I was just saying it before.
First of all,
broadcasting 101. I've been doing this a long time.
You cannot call
look
it
at the refs. Exactly. Look at the refs.
You know what's funny? Everybody was talking about the headline said how like sad they were. I was immediately going, as a radio broadcaster, you cannot get that wrong. The kick goes up. First of all,
you can't. It's like no the John kick. Sterling.
That's John
syndrome.
Sterling. It is high. It is far. It is popped out the center field.
Going, and listen, he's 95 years old. But when you go to a football game, kicks, unless you're sitting, I don't know, there's no good seat. No, put this way. No head coach.
There's no way unless
you
you're standing.
You got to look at the ref. And even the refs sometimes.
Are like, they have to look at each other.
Right.
Yeah, that's why there's two of them back there. Because you can't tell.
There was one field goal in the Cowboy game that, was it the Cowboy game? Yeah, I think the Chargers made a field goal. And my brother and my dad are like, yeah, they missed. I'm like, what are you talking about? He made it. But I'm looking at it. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, I was like, I think it went over the top of the, you know, when it's the uprights and it like split, like not only splits the uprights, like splits the upright. You know what I'm saying? Like half of it is in and half of it's out. They call it in.
The only people that were, you know, the winning team enjoys that. But like, I hate when a crazy game like that was fun. I was watching on Red Zone and stuff. And a 37-yard field goal is a chip shot. I hate when games end like that. Like if it's a 55 or a play with 2 seconds ago, the guy dies and he catches it out of bounds.
Somebody hit a 56-yarder for the win yesterday. Yeah. I don't know. We'll talk about it.
But what I'm saying is
we're gonna skip the Cowboys because Dave already did the Cowboys.
It's a lousy way to end the game. I think.
I agree, but
oh man. Well, anyway, Vikings are who I thought they were. But we'll move on to, I think he did skip the Cowboys on purpose. No, I'm kidding. The Falcons and the Bucks. Now this, I even said it towards the end of the game. I said, man, like, what's the spread of this game? Like the Falcons are going to keep it close, right? And then all of a sudden, pick six, boom, boom, boom. Tom Brady, what is it going to take for him not to be good anymore?
Because
I'm so tired of it.
My career ending thing injury. That I said Brady and
good job, AJ.
Brady and Rodgers are finally going to have a downturn. We don't know about Rodgers yet.
He's going to throw four touchdowns.
Yeah, Rodgers is going to be all
right. My prediction that Brady was like on his way out could not be more. I don't think I could. I'm wrong 100%.
He's got nine touchdown passes.
Nine in two games.
Now, granted,
five yesterday.
He played against
and
two bad
secondaries. By the way, he looks, it's like Dorian Gray. He looks nine. he looks like my nephew's
running around.
We were making a joke last week or 2 weeks ago how it was the show that you were gone for. You weren't here. It was me and AJ. We pulled up a Tom Brady graphic, and he looked old. And we were like, Tom Brady finally is like looking like shit. It took two football games to now he looks 11 again. Literally, just football season just brings him back.
Winning gets you that vibrant, that vibrant look.
He really, listen, I don't know. I'm not saying he's doing any kind of, but I definitely think he's, whatever.
He's manipulating the system.
Yeah, whatever he's doing.
Yeah, we'll say that.
Listen, I think he's very privately told the Buccaneers, listen, when I'm done playing, I'm going to make money. The stuff I take that makes me age less, I'm going to make $1 billion off it. I'm going to sell it to a
major company. Yeah, I was going
to
say, he's going to go Shark Tank.
Whatever he's doing,
he's like eating kale and shit. I don't know what he's doing.
He's old. He's not, was he 43?
Yeah, and he's and the other day he came out and on the record said, I would definitely play till I'm 50 if I can.
But how could you?
If you can, you're going to. It's going to happen. Do?
It won't be for the Bucks either.
It'll be for the Dallas Cowboys.
And the Cowboys.
And aging Tom Brady.
And of course, the Cowboys have the best defense in the league and the best offensive line.
And they'll be like, and Dave will be like on year 14 with Mike McCarthy, and he still wouldn't have done shit. Like, we wasted Tom Brady
over there, bro. Take that one.
Well, Tom Brady's going to be well. He can play as long as he wants because he can go to the team that has as long as they have a good offensive line.
He's going
to
keep signing 1 year deals with the best team.
Just prove it deals, and then restructuring. Like, give some more to Antonio today. He looked good. Give him a raise. Gronk, if you want some money here, Gronk.
Can you imagine if 2 years from now he actually says to a team like, "Hey, just sign me for like the minimum. I just want to play. Like, that'll be the feel good."
How come Tom Brady leaving New England and going to a team and handpicking his stars
isn't tolerated like the NBA does.
And then if LeBron did that in the NBA, it would be like, what the fuck, are you kidding me? But Tom Brady could go to the Bucks and literally talk to every free agent in the league and be like, come here, come here, come here. And it's not like,
it's,
well,
the first of
Tom
its
Brady
kind,
needs
no,
too
no,
much help.
It's point. The first that's of its kind. Point. You've never seen this before. No, but no legendary player has ever left the team and then recruited the entire team with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the NFL, it's never happened.
First of all, it's harder to do in the NFL because NBA.
And there's a hard cap. Like, there's a lot of things you have to wiggle around.
Look at what the Eagles did back when they signed everybody, Vic, and they became the dream team,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, but they weren't.
But don't. They do it all the time. Players team up and they talk all the time about coming and joining their. What do you think that people were doing with Rodgers last year after every game? Rodgers, Calvin Johnson said on the Pat McAfee show, where, like, when we would play the Packers, Rodgers would be like, yo, you know what I mean? Why don't you try and get out of there and come here? So they do it all the time.
But it seems to me the NBA, I don't know, contractually and stuff, I think the NBA has a shorter roster, and I think the NBA, the
yeah,
players
a lot more money
do
to
have
go
more, NFL, the players don't have as much room to roam.
Well, I think also Tom Brady could piss and people think that it's amazing.
Well, what happens though? What happens if Tom Brady?
It's a great stream, Tom. Okay, keep going.
So you sign with the Buccaneers, and all of a sudden you announce, like, and Brady is limping off. Wow! And you're sitting there with your wife and kids in Tampa Bay. I came here with Tom Brady got a torn ACL meniscus, and he'll only be out 5 days.
Oh, yeah, by the way, yeah. Adam Schefter will get on, like, sources have said that Tom Brady had meniscus surgery tomorrow, and he's going to play, and he's active, and he's going to throw for five fucking touchdowns.
Tom Brady lost. His left leg was removed. He is listed as questionable for the game against
the Packers. But he's probably going to make the start.
And imagine, like, Brady.
He has made the trip in the extra leg room seating in Tampa Bay.
Imagine that.
Private jet. Oh, my God.
Brady hops right, got time, fires over the middle, first down, Buccaneers. Brady with one leg.
So the Bucks won the Super Bowl. I guess we could cancel the season. There's really no reason to talk about anything else, right? Tampa Bay is winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, more than likely. I don't know. We'll see.
They're not even playing good.
Because he's making the other people drink that juice. Not illegal juice, but whatever. I don't know what he just
imagine when Tampa's defense starts playing good. Because they're really not even playing good yet.
Well, they didn't play good. I mean, they gave up 30-something.
I can't
whatever
stand
the
them, but I guess
scored.
It's fun to root against them. I get another.
Oh, we'll see when they lose their first game. We'll see how they can handle it. But now to the game of the week. It is the Dallas Cowboys getting their first win of the season, 20-17.
You mentioned Andrew Luck before. Let's talk about the word. I thought that I watched that second half, and I was like, wow, I'd kill for the Giants to be this lucky. I mean,
first of all,
every single time the Chargers did anything, there was a penalty in the second half.
Well, that's the NFL is just horrific.
All Sunday, all games, and even every game there was
Saturday.
There was 20 flags in the first half alone.
Crazy.
Talk about making the game last.
I gotta be honest with you. I watched
the
Cowboy game, and they won a game. Your record says you're 1-1. You're in a shitty division. You certainly have a chance to win a division.
Shitty division. We haven't played anybody in the division yet.
Anybody who thinks that the Cowboys are really good watching them play 2 weeks, what are you watching? They didn't look good yesterday. What are you watching?
What am I watching?
Like, everybody's like, well, the Cowboys are going to be good. Like,
I can say
the Giants are going to be good. They just played two really good teams.
Dak Prescott threw for 400 yards in the first week against Tampa Bay. And then he game matched. So what? So we're just looking at guys like Tony Pollard and saying, he'll be all right.
I just don't think
100 yards there.
The
bro, they rush for over 200 yards against them.
I just don't think the Cowboys are that good. I mean, in the NFL being not that good, it means, you know, they're in that. With three games to go, the Cowboys will
I'll ask you this question, right? Based off of what you've seen in the first 2 weeks, right. Cowboys, Eagles, Washington football team, and the Giants. Cowboys should run away with this division. Run away. Because I'm not buying Tyler Haneke, sorry. And I'm not buying the New York Giants, sorry. And the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Falcons. And next
week's
going to say
you're in a bad division.
But that's what I'm saying. We, the Cowboys, should run away. Because there's nobody that even holds a candle to that offense.
Watching that game yesterday, you thought the Cowboys looked good? They should have lost that game by 28 points.
I only talk to certain people during the game because I'm a psycho like that.
Actually, I respect that.
I only talk to certain people. There's only certain. I must have answered one person, and then like my group chat. You know what I'm saying? Like my group chat was Brett.
I texted
Keith
you Ernst. After I said you got to be lucky in the NFL. It's all part of it. I don't think the Cowboys looked great yesterday. I don't know. I'm wrong with the stats.
No. I think they couldn't get off the field on third down. There was a lot of plays where I'm like, it's third and 10. you know, they would give it up. It's third and 12. They give it up. I'm like, they can't get off the field. Then it's fourth and 20. Fourth and 20.
Touchdowns.
And they rough the punter.
Touchdowns brought back, bro.
Fourth and 20. They rough the punter and they can't get off the field. And it's the rookie feel good story from Hard Knocks, Azu Kamara. I can only imagine his mother, Azu, that was bad.
I can't tell if that's allowed or not.
Huh?
I don't know if that's allowed.
To say what?
I don't know.
Talk about how his mother should be celebrating the shit out of her.
Well, she did it on TV.
She did it on TV. I'm mocking out.
She didn't do an impersonation of herself on TV. She just did herself.
Right. No. Exactly. If there was no Hard Knock show and you were going, oh,
right. Nobody knows. I know. I'm going to do that next week.
All he's doing is saying something that's already aired.
So anyway, yes. Look, the Dallas Cowboys won a game. They are what they are. Like, they're 1-1. They're getting three straight home games. Starting next week on Monday night against Philadelphia. If they can rattle off three wins, then all of a sudden you're 4-1. Then talk to me. We'll see. None of those are gimmies. The Eagles, not a gimme. As much as I want to beat the brakes off the Eagles, it's not a gimme.
Division games
are good and tough. And then you have the Carolina Panthers, which, again, they're looking good. So, and like, if the Cowboys had a problem with Austin Eckler, what do you think McCaffrey's going to do to him? It's a very bad scene. You know what I mean? Like, they have to clean shit up. I will say, Micah Parsons is as good as advertised. He played the edge yesterday a lot because of the injuries that we faced. That kid is so fast off the edge. He made that tackle, who was apparently the 32nd ranked tackle in the NFL, which is, I read a lot.
That was in the first half?
All game. He was just, before the tackle can even get his hands on him, he was around him. And there was a lot of times where all Herbert had to do was step up. And then there was a clean pocket because Parsons took the long road. You know what I mean? But anyway, I'm not going to go nuts on the Cowboys all day. But they did win, and I feel good about it, and we're tied for first.
How about this game, boys?
This one. All right, first of all, this should have not have been – this should have never continued. Everybody saw it. That was a safety on Russell Wilson. That was a safety. He tried to throw that ball away. It's intentional grounding in the end zone. That's a safety. It's a walk-off safety.
Watching it on my couch – it looked like that was...
He was in the end zone. The fact that they came out, the NFL referees came out and said, nah, he was down at the one. What are we watching?
And what about the Julio touchdown?
Yeah, the Julio touchdown.
That was also horrible.
I did not see any of that yet.
It was
his feet were in.
Day a touchdown.
So how do you get that wrong then?
It's amazing, but the refs did not want the Titans to win this game, and they fought and fought.
They stuck it to them. They really did.
I won't go as far as to say that there was a rig job because
it's not a rig job.
I've never been
ridiculous.
The type to ever believe that. Some bad calls went against the Titans in this one, and it sucks because I need Seattle to lose because they're Seattle.
Was any call this weekend worse than the Penn State Auburn game not getting the down right?
What?
Did you see that?
No. What?
There was a intentional grounding.
Mm-hmm. And loss is supposed to be loss of down.
But then it was like a decline of it, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, Franklin's coach and the referee just said fourth down. And Franklin's like, no, it's third down. And they didn't know what to do. They scrambled, and Penn State punted on third down. And then later on in the booth, the guy was like, one, two, three. It was third down. And if you're on that ref's crew, listen.
You don't get it. Definitely not a game like that.
If you're going to catch shit as a ref, forget about feet in.
Right.
You got to get the down right.
Jesus Christ.
How about
in that? They got the damn ticker on the sidelines. It's third.
What's worse is they huddled together.
How about the targeting call on the guy that was trying, the Penn State.
Going into the goal
line. He's trying to score a touchdown.
And the other guy's trying to prevent it.
It's like you got to,
what
score?
Terrible. Again,
ejected.
Targeting is bad, but AJ brought this up and I brought it up yesterday. For the love of God, how many taunting penalties were given out yesterday in the NFL? That is brutal.
They got to stop.
I get
they
it, though.
They got to stop that.
There's one taunting penalty where I can almost get behind it, and that's when something happens, right? You make a tackle, and then you're standing over him, and you're clapping in his face.
Right.
You want to give me a flag?
I think you...
Fine. I'm okay with that. But the rest of the shit...
I think your junk has to be 2 feet away from the helmet.
I think...
Right.
However they had it last year with the taunting, just leave it at that. Even that was a stretch because it's a judgment call every single time. It's like, did he hear it? I don't like it at one
point. And the players are starting to signal... To the referees. Did you hear that? Oh, yeah, I did. You know, I'm like,
you know what I
did? It happened to Dalton. Andy Dalton.
You know what
yelled at a referee, and the referee was like, oh, you're right, Andy. And he like throws the flag. And I'm like, wait, what?
That's what happens when you get the Andy Dalton
here
treatment
should be taunting.
In the NFL. He's won so many games in the league that refs just love their head
rifle.
If you're
an NFL wide receiver, and you're well covered, and the pass comes to you, and it's barely a pass interference, and the flag comes, and you do a whole dance afterwards. Since when do we cheer as a player a pass interference call?
All the time.
In other words, you didn't catch the ball.
No, no, my favorite
they
ones.
They do a whole thing that the wings are going to. Like, dude,
get off my lawn.
That should be taunting.
No, no, the worst. The worst is when the ball is thrown 50 feet over the head, right, and the defense are like, nope, didn't get that one. Like, the ball's in my field. What are you talking about?
Here was the biggest problem with the taunting penalties yesterday. Everybody getting sacks, celebrating their sacks. It was a penalty every time. And even Bill Belichick, a guy who we know is a straight arrow, he doesn't do all that extra shit. He almost hates when the players really, really show their personality. He, when he was talking to a group of college football players, he said to them, guys, every time you get a sack, you celebrate. You worked your ass off for this very moment, that very tackle. You celebrate.
That's what's the most frustrating thing about the
celebrate
taunting thing.
But don't,
the most frustrating thing about the taunting thing is that it's typically coming after something that you did really good.
So your adrenaline's
it's such
pumping.
A swing. It's such a swing. And a 15-yard penalty, that's crazy.
I think it's 10. The taunting.
First down.
It is automatic.
You know, so my point is, it's like you just sacked the quarterback and now it's third and long and instead it's for a new set.
Like, what is that?
Or if you sack them on third down, it should be fourth.
But do they
too
go by
game.
Vocal? Is it a vocal thing?
It could be. It could
so
be.
If you say, well, you know,
obviously, we don't know what
that's
saying.
Always been the case, though.
But don't you think these players have slang? In other words, we always say,
yes.
Oh, said, yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
he said something about his mother. That's always the classic.
Look, there's also,
I think there's sometimes like, your mama, hey, I'm like, that doesn't
also,
mean.
Also,
as
there's
vicious.
There's a list of words that they're not allowed to say on the field. Just
there
so
is.
We could clear that
there
up.
Is.
Like, there totally
like,
is?
Yeah, there totally 100%. Is. That are like, you cannot say this
I mean,
word on
think
the
about
field.
It.
Officially or unofficially?
Think, but think about it. If you can't say certain words in real life, like to anybody, like you and I are talking in the street, we say something bad and we're heard, we can get arrested for a hate crime.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
To,
like,
to your
that
point,
shit can happen.
You can't use the N-word casually talking
correct.
To your teammate or to another player.
Correct.
Can't
but
do
that,
it.
But that's
if the ref hears
okay,
it,
that's taunting?
That's just a
that's just unsportsmanlike
conduct.
Which
you
guys, is what you got to be careful.
Who
you got to be careful. In any event, back to the game.
Wow. Yeah.
The Seahawks lose. The Titans earn this one because, look, they had, again, put through the ringer last night as far as certain calls. I still can't get over that Russell Wilson shit. He was like 4 feet in the end zone. It wasn't like for them to be like, you know what? This forward possession stopped at the one. And what about this?
Let's
I know
about,
not.
Let's talk about King Henry.
Well, hold on one second. We'll get into King Henry in a second. I do want to revert back to the Cowboys for a second because of a play. Do you remember, did you see Micah Parsons' first sack? I'm putting him in air quotes.
No.
Okay. So Justin Wilson, the ball goes.
Herbert.
That's what I meant. Sorry. Justin Herbert gets the ball. He's backpedaling, right? And he throws it away, but Parsons is in his face. He puts him on the ground. They don't call grounding. They call a sack.
That was horrible.
Oh, yeah, that was
horrible.
Like, oh, 100% horrible. And
he's,
I'm like,
Herbert,
what is
6'7".
What is it going
to
take?
Give him a fucking chance to make a
that's
play.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what I remember the first one I ever remember, I think it was Vince Young.
I haven't seen
in the grasp thing
in so long.
And they called it yesterday. I was like, wait a minute. Like, and look, I looked at my dad and my brother. I'm like, well, got away with that one there. Like, that's great for us. But Jesus, like, you got it. The referees have to get better. And they have to get better. And these judgment calls have to go away almost. If you do something wrong, holding, interference, face mask, shit like that, that you could see, that could be called.
I think every year, the judgment calls, no. Every year, the refs, they have that, you know, the team.
They have the meeting where they come up, the rules committee.
I always watch. The biggest thing I always look for, because they have, I think some of the things they do actually improve the game, blah, blah, blah. But the biggest thing is, what are you allowed to review? Because sometimes, I think there should be a rule with 5 minutes to go in the game, like, only, like, most things should be able to get reviewed.
Well, but no, because last year they did that shit with the interference reviews.
But it took 10 minutes.
It's gone now.
It's gone now,
the review, and I also think the other thing is, if it's a pass interference or not, no pass interference, but then they show that the guy clipped his, got his hand on his face mask, can you call something off a video that wasn't called?
Well, no, because there's no more review of that. So that,
no,
like, that
you,
went away.
You can never watch the video and be like, oh, I didn't see that.
Right.
That was a
flag. Well, you know what? Maybe that's
you can't bring that back. It was worst thing to happen to the NFL was the review of the they only did
not
it because
even,
of the Saints game.
No.
They
not,
only
that's
did
not what
no,
he's
I'm
saying.
I'm saying
that's what he's saying. I'll be
say
clear.
It's a pass interference.
Right.
And
let's just say this.
There's no pass interference call and the guy wants to throw the red thing to get it reviewed, and then during the review they realize no pass but actually was a face.
So, well, so what
there's
I'm no saying review. Is, say there's a fumble on the
there's
play.
There's no more review.
Say there's a fumble on the play, and they're like, oh, we're going to review for the fumble.
Oh,
but then
down
they
or
see that
down.
There was a hold, and they were like, oh, but he held them.
Can't
they
do can't. That.
Then but what about something like a face mask? Something that
nothing,
clearly.
Nothing.
Nothing. You can't do
you
that.
Cannot,
no way.
You cannot, like, throw the flag after
because that would be every play.
After
the ruling on the field, the runner's knee was down. Well, However, he grabbed his face mask.
No, right, there's got to be a way to review more and get the call right.
I mean, yeah. I mean, in big spots, I agree.
Maybe five minutes ago in a game?
Maybe under 2 minutes.
Fourth quarter?
I don't know. But they've tried it. It failed miserably, and it was just delayed the game forever.
When they reviewed everything.
Yeah, bro. It was everything. But, like, oh, that could have been interference. All right, here, take my challenge flag now. Now we're going to take 18 commercial breaks, and when we come back, you know, like, oh, here.
I'm sure the local stations love those commercials.
Oh, of course. Right. Yeah, like, cha-ching, another review, cha-ching. Yes, absolutely. All right, so... That is, oh no, we got one more.
We got one more game.
One more
boys and girls.
Doozy.
We have the Ravens and the Chiefs, and it was an amazing game. Ravens come back late in that one, 36-35.
Yeah. All right. So before, I know AJ and like Chris and you guys, especially because we talk about this all the time, you want to come at me a little bit for the whole, you know, Lamar Jackson's a good quarterback and blah, blah, blah.
You said they were going to go 20-0.
I did say, you both said, not you, but somebody said
20-0.
I did. 17. So and then the playoffs.
And you guys said two teams were going to go 0-17. Is that over two or no? You guys said
the Jaguars
two
and the Texans.
I only said
the
Lions
team.
Are going to go 0-17 still. Now, but
Jaguars
are probably
at the Lions.
To the point,
so the Jags.
We didn't say the Jags.
To the point that you're making. What I did was I wasn't like, you know what, bold prediction. We sat there and I went through week one and I picked every game. Week two, picked every game.
Yeah, we really broke
it
down.
Vacuum. And it was zero the whole way.
And it was zero the whole way. It wasn't like I wasn't just, any point I wasn't going to be like, well, I'm going to give them this one because they're going to win at some point. I took it week by week and I just didn't see them matching up. That's
so
how I called
it. The Lions are the only one left of those three bets.
Yeah.
And that's,
well,
that's
I didn't say the Chiefs are going to go 17-0. I said they're going to go.
I did. Yeah. So anyway.
But they can't lose again for my prediction. So.
So if the Lions lose, if the Lions win a game, then.
Well, they're going to win today.
Because they're playing the Packers.
We'll get into that in a second, but I will say there were plays that Lamar Jackson made last night that were very superstar-esque, you know, jump passes and getting out. He's so goddamn fast, you know, and I never took that away from him. I always knew that he's a fast, elusive quarterback. I still think, to this day, win or lose, I don't give a shit, that there's certain throws that a professional quarterback has to make, and there's a couple that he just doesn't know how to do. And that's, oh, look. Maybe it's a youth thing. Maybe it's a tape
study
thing.
Yeah, that's another thing. He's also still 25.
Right, so maybe it's he'll get that over time. I will give him a pass on that one. But the Ravens overall, they played some inspiring football last night off of a bad loss in Vegas. So they go from a Monday night thriller loss to a Sunday night thriller win. That's everything the Ravens needed for this team to get back on the right track because that defense, again, the Chiefs were scoring at will for a little while, you know, and it made it look easy. But I thought to myself that if they can get, if the Ravens can nut up just a couple times, that the Chiefs defense was also playing kind of piss poor. I know a lot of people like these kinds of games. I personally, for one, I'm for these kinds of games for the offenses to just flourish. I know that a lot of people are like, oh, that's just terrible defense. That's just really good offenses, you know, two really good offenses. And I think Lamar Jackson has found himself a decent one in Sammy Watkins and a two complimentary player, Hollywood Brown. And he's got a good tight end. And the running back, you know, they found somebody in that too. And Latavius Murray, as much as people said, like, ah, he was fat. That's why he got cut from the same. He looks pretty good.
Yeah.
He looks pretty good.
Fat
so,
to me.
Not too.
Who did the Chiefs beat week one? It was a crazy game. Right?
The Browns. So they took two games like this. There was two shootouts that the Chiefs can find themselves in every week.
You think maybe... There's not a little leak in the basement on the Chiefs.
I'll say this.
Vulnerability. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I do think that the Chiefs have a little bit of an issue when it comes to stopping people. You know, and we saw it. We saw it in this game, and we saw it against Baker Mayfield. So they played Baker Mayfield and Lamar Jackson.
The game was in Baltimore, though,
huh?
Right? The game was in Baltimore?
Yes.
Have the Chiefs ever played, you know, like when the Giants played the Bills in the Super Bowl and they just kept the ball away from them? Have the Chiefs gotten in a game recently, in the last couple of years, because Mahomes,
yeah, like the Raiders,
well, they had, here's the thing,
last year,
where all of a sudden, like the Chiefs score every time they get the ball, but they only get the ball seven times. Like,
yeah, it was the Raider game last year where they didn't score every time, but the Raiders kind of slowed the game down. That's going to happen once in a while in the NFL when you run into a good game plan coach. Now, I think
the
bread and butter for the Chiefs is is that they do have trouble stopping people. I don't think their defense is so bad, but when you're used to your offense putting up 40, as a defense in the second half, it's just natural to let off the brakes a little bit, mm-hmm. or let off the gas a little bit.
Mm-hmm. What happens, so you can take chances a little bit.
What happens later on in the season, though, is this team thrives off of big plays, but when it gets to be playoff time, they're usually playing at home, so their defense gets to feed off that energy. Early in the season, I'm not going to write their defense off yet. They do have splash players like a Matthew. Mm-hmm. When he gets going, their secondary is...
He almost had two picks yesterday. Yeah, he's good. He's good.
Another thing you got to mention is the fact that they went against the Browns and the Ravens, two of the better offenses.
Yeah, it's not like
they're
going against bums. They're playing good teams. They're 1-1. Obviously, everybody thought the Chiefs would
win. When I watch the Chiefs, I say, my God, the Giants played the Chiefs this week.
But you have to be up. The thing about the Chiefs, too, is...
They're on the schedule.
When we're talking about the Chiefs, it's like they're hard to come back on because... Even more of a testament to the Ravens because of how good Mahomes is with when he gets the ball, he could just do whatever he wants.
And also, the Chiefs score fast. Sometimes.
But you have to be up. You have to be up four touchdowns in the fourth quarter before you could say we won because Mahomes they score like
they in bunches. Right. It does. Like it comes in bunches. I will shout out to Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who just decided not to show up once again and now cost his team the game because that fumble, obviously, that was it. And that was a wrap.
The only thing I will say about Clyde Edwards-Helaire is that was the first fumble of his NFL career. I will give him that. But besides that, it's
a costly one. It's an absolutely costly fumble.
My sister roots against the Chiefs because my nephew is starting to make good money in the city now. And every time they make the Super Bowl, he spends like $5,000 on a ticket. She's like, I don't want the Chiefs to win again. So he doesn't blow money on stupid games. I'm like,
I mean, he's going
to
go anyway. It doesn't matter who's there. Like, how many teams are you going to root against?
I said the Giants are there. I'm opening up a credit card.
I already said that about the Cowboys. No. I said, you better give me zero interest.
Her son is a Chiefs fan.
Oh, okay. But in any event, great game. Great Sunday night. Between Monday night last week, Thursday night this week, and then Sunday night, the primetime games, absolutely.
What is it,
AJ? They slapped, right?
They've been slapping. They've been smacking.
And I'll say this.
What are the kids saying nowadays?
It was slapping all right.
I'll say this right now. For anybody out there that is listening to this and you are a fantasy football player, just get ahead of the game because I think Bateman will be back week four.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
Go get Rashad Bateman right now and keep him on your IR for one more week. And you'll get some dividends.
We'll talk about it tomorrow in the fantasy preview.
I need a little input from the Chop Sports Media on my fantasy team.
Yeah, we'll help you out there.
I can guarantee you that if he does come back week four, come Tuesday morning, everyone's going to be talking about Ad Bateman. So just do that this week and stay.
Get ahead of it. Get ahead of the game.
And Tua is limping off.
We'll see. But now, week two is not over. We got one more game to play, and it's the only game that Mr. Gucci over there cares about for the week. And it's time to go. Go Pack Go as the Packers are host on Monday night. 11.5-point favorites over the abysmal Detroit Lions. Now, I foresee.
Lions in the under.
I foresee. Wait, the.
You think Lions in the under?
No.
What do you think Packers are
going to I'm not going to sit here and say.
No, what do you think? How do you think the game's going
to go? That's not true. There's times that I don't think they're going to cover. They're going to blow the Lions out.
Okay.
They got to.
I think for Aaron Rodgers and their confidence as a team, Aaron Rodgers has to have one of those games where like he blacks out and the game's over and it's 42-10. I'm saying? He needs one of those games.
They have to win comfortably. I don't think they need to. He doesn't need to. It would be nice to shut everything down.
There's pressure on Rodgers.
There's 100% pressure on Rodgers. But if you look at Rodgers' numbers coming off of a loss the last two seasons under Matt LaFleur,
it's angry insane. Aaron Rodgers.
Specifically at home. Against Detroit on a Monday night on primetime, Rodgers shows up in these games. I just can't
see. I think Rodgers, my prediction is I don't know who's going to win the game, but I think Rodgers is going to have a great game.
My prediction is that if Robert Tonyan scores a touchdown, the Packers score 40.
If Robert Tonyan scores a touchdown, I'll beat my brother in fantasy football, and I need that now. And I also need the Packers defense to do a little extracurricular, you know, sack that kid a couple times, you know, rattle that mother.
Now, real quick, Rutgers are getting 19 against Michigan. What do we got? I'm a huge Rutgers fan. I think Michigan's going to cover.
I think that with Rutgers defense, 19 points is a lot to lay.
Can I tell you that the Rutgers defense is playing really well?
You
like
know what?
Really
I
well.
Don't think we've played
what's his
a
face?
Good game.
Fair, but if there is one, if they haven't played a good game
it's in
yet,
the big house,
you know what's
man.
You know what Rutgers has that pump it. The X factor is they have good special teams too. So when you have good special teams, good defense,
19.
It kind of makes things hard to 19 points.
Last year we played, we should have won triple. You know,
listen. If I'm a gambling man, which I'm really not, but if you are a gambling man, go to betmgm.com. There's an actual link in the Facebook group. Go sign up, register, risk free bet.
Go to chopsportsmedia.com.
Chopsportsmedia.com. It's right there on the link. So go check out BetMGM. But I will say this:
you're taking.
I'm 100% pounding Rutgers. Yep. Yep,
wow, 100%. I just can't do it.
I'm definitely taking Michigan.
And I'll be at a youth family wedding, so I won't be able to watch.
Do you know what I'm doing? I'm doing it because of the defense. And even that kid, I told you about your quarterback stinking.
He played great.
And I'm not going to say
it was Division II.
Again, I'm not going to say he's going to have a duplicate performance.
Delaware plays Linden next week.
If the Rutgers Scarlet Knights are going to go 4-0, they're going to win the game like 16-13. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have to keep Michigan out of the end zone. But it ain't about that Detroit team. It's about the Detroit Lions tonight. I don't know that
Rutgers is going to score 13.
We'll see.
I think it'll be like 10-0.
We'll see. But I will, as far as game picks for tonight, it's pretty much a wrap around the board. We're all going to ride. We're all, even Jimbo gets on the picks. We're all riding the absolute eyewear lock of the week, we'll call it. Absolute eyewear lock of the week.
Well, it'll be a big news story. If something crazy happens, we're like...
Shut up. Don't even say
it. No, it'll be a big news story. You'll be talking about it tomorrow.
I don't know if Gucci shows up tomorrow. If the Lions win a game.
I'll show up.
He'll show up. He's always going to show up. But AJ, Jim, Gooch, and Sturge all have the Packers tonight. -11.5. We all think he's going to show out. And I firmly believe that this is one of those confidence builders that you need. And not just for Rodgers, because Rodgers don't need confidence. Like, Rodgers is Rodgers. Rodgers is the best, pound for pound, best quarterback in the league. I still think. Even we watched Mahomes and Rodgers just sits back there. He's like,
I'm laying the points because I have no choice. I'm a Packer fan. But that point spread does scare me.
Not me.
Because nobody is even looking at the actual reality of this game and looking at what issues the Packers are having and what Detroit was doing well and really looking at the matchups.
Are you looking at like
11
last
and a half's a lot for an NFL
11 and a half is a lot.
Anytime it's double digits.
Look, we're missing our best defensive player. We're missing our best offensive lineman.
Whoa, who's out?
Darius Smith is out.
Well, Jair's your best defensive player.
Well, I'm talking about in this game.
I don't think it matters. Honestly.
I don't think it matters either.
How many people are taking -11.5 and the over?
More people are actually betting the Detroit Lions. Yeah.
Well, because of what they did last week. They were down like 48-10, and all of a sudden the Niners were like, we got this, it's over.
I think the point spread started off at 12.5.
They covered.
The spread opened at 12.5 or 12. It's now 11.5, so the money's going on Detroit.
Yeah, of course, because of what they did last week is what I'm saying. That's the only reason, and that was a flash in the pan. The 49ers took their foot off their throat. That game could have been done.
And Hockenson's going to probably feast.
I don't think what happened last week, the Packers aren't just the guess. No, is gonna be
I'm going to tell you right now, if the Detroit Lions score more than 13 points, I'll be very, very, very worried about the Packers defense. 13. Because the Detroit Lions are a bad football team. You look at the program.
If the Packers have 40 points on the board, I don't care how. If Detroit scores 25,
I admit it. I don't know any Lion players.
It'll be the same thing as the Niners. But I will say this: if I handed you a program and said, "Here are the Detroit Lions of 2021," you're going to be like, "Nope."
Listen, I have
not one guy except for Jared Goff and maybe Deion Swift.
I have trouble.
Who's questionable?
Like,
I don't even know if he's playing.
I can't name four Knicks. You're asking me to name a Detroit Lion player.
So we all got the Packers across the board. It's been another fantastic week of football, and it's only fantastic because the Cowboys won a football game. That's why I'm in a good mood. It is Victory Monday after all, because if it wasn't, then I would just be sitting here moping and saying, like, football sucks. Well, I can't so bring on
I,
the Rangers.
If I show up next sucks. Monday, the Cowboys would not have played yet, so you'll be okay.
I'll be there. So I won't even, I will call in the show. I'll try to patch myself
through. You going there?
Yeah, I'm going out there Saturday night. Brett Ernst actually opens up a comedy club. They're opening up the Dallas Comedy Club right in Dallas. It's the first night they're open, and Brett Ernst is the headliner. So I'm going to fly down there, do that thing, watch some Sunday football in Texas, the biggest state in the world.
But they're playing at Dallas?
Yeah.
Why don't you go to the game?
Monday night I'm going.
Oh, you
I'm there all weekend.
I was going to say, if you're going to fly down for a comedy show.
No. You're out of your mind. I would rather drive to Ramsey and watch you do
this
comedy.
This show is about to be an hour and 45 minutes if that was going on.
No, hell no. I'm going out there.
You ever see people like that? No, we go to Yankee Stadium. We go to stands and watch the game. I'm like, wait, you didn't go into the game? You kidding
me? It's crazy out there.
I would drive to the Bronx to not go in.
This has been an absolute long one. I like it. Mondays are great. Football's here. New recording of Jimmy Palumbo's episode 28 will be dropping tomorrow. Also, I hope you guys got a chance to listen to What Happened to That Guy. Is that what, did I nail it? What happened to that guy?
What happened to this guy?
Do you remember that guy?
Do you remember that guy? Do you remember? Go check out that show. Very fun show. Cute, as Jimmy Palumbo said. It's a cute show.
It's fun if you're a Yankee fan. Go check those guys out.
How about that intro, though, and the outro?
It looks great.
It's great.
Listen,
I got a lot of good
feedback on it. It's only a 15 to 20 minute show. It's funny to talk about shitty Yankees and Mets, and you giggle over because you
might as well just talk about the current
Yankees about shitty Yankees. You want to have a good giggle? The Yankees of this year. Well,
listen, like 20 years from now, I know I have a feast of material to look back.
Yeah, absolutely. I will say this. Gucci doesn't know anything about this, so we're going to get Gucci. We're going to get Jimmy recording right away. Today, in studio, for the first time ever, Mike Salerno from Squeaky Bump Time Podcast will be here about 3:30, 4 o'clock. He was going to be recording his Squeaky Bump Time Podcast from the studio for the first time. As he's like looking around, like, is that going to work? I'm not going to sure if that's going to work. If it doesn't work, I will let him know it won't work as well.
You just ruined Chris's day. He's got to do my podcast. Well,
I'm definitely not excited about it.
I mean, I'll take care of it.
It shouldn't matter, but I do have MMA to record today. So I have another.
At what time?
Tommy will be here probably at halftime of the Monday night game.
You're going to be watching the game from here?
No. I'm going to be, if he doesn't show up on time, I'm out.
That's it. See? That's priorities, folks.
Listen,
Packers,
Mondays are a full packed day here.
Yeah, so. No, Chop Studios is always rocking. So
Monday, I woke up today and I was like, oh, I have to record like 11 shows
today. It's all good.
Mine are kind of early, so you only halfway through the Jimmy Palumbo show.
Oh, I can't wait. In between my third and fourth podcast of the day today, I get to edit Jimmy's show.
Oh, yeah.
Shows, too.
So it'll be bitter editing going on.
He's
going
to go, listen, Packers, please win. please win tonight.
I'm so glad the Packers didn't play yesterday because they lost. My show would have been just.
You'll get your show when it's effing done, Jimmy. That's when you'll get it.
It'll drop noon tomorrow. So.
Not that
me and Jimmy won't talk for like 8 days again.
Hey, bro. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry about the Detroit Lions.
I know you got a life and all, but.
No,
I
you
don't
do
really
not
care about it.
No, you no, do not. Like, none of us do anymore. So anyway, on behalf of Sturch and Gooch and Jimmy Palumbo and of course AJ making this all work, this has been another episode of the almost said Jersey Boys podcast, the Chop Sports podcast, and we'll be back tomorrow, hopefully off a Packers win. Please, for the love of God, that is holy, win that game, Packers.
The Packers defense scores 11 points. I lose 2 fantasy games. Because I'm playing them.
What did you pick in your
and Cleveland.